First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. Earlier this week, there was a big drug bust in the Appleton area involving large amounts of methamphetamine. Doug Schneider has been covering that story for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's a watchdog reporter there based in Green Bay. Doug, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, always happy to be on WPR. Thanks for having me.
Well, Doug, give us a sense of the scale of this meth bust.
Well, the big headline is that there were nearly 60 pounds of methamphetamine in suitcases in a hotel room in Grand Chute outside of Appleton. A federal grand jury has indicted 9 people from northeastern Wisconsin alleging that they were part of a conspiracy to distribute meth up here and have been involved in this conspiracy now for 4 months at least.
And if I'm doing the math right from your piece, this is probably hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of meth, this 60 pounds?
Correct. It depends on whether it's sold on the street or wholesale, but authorities are telling us we're talking about $500,000 to three-quarters of $1 million in value.
And 60 pounds of some things isn't a lot, but this is often sold, it sounds like, by the gram. So this would be... this would be a lot of meth on the streets.
It certainly would be.
So what more have police been saying about the investigation and what might come next?
There haven't been a ton of details because the defendants have all, they've made brief court appearances, but prosecutors haven't put their cards on the table yet. Essentially, we know that... there were at least 3 people who were arrested who had drugs, cash, and firearms, and that police have seized at least $65,000 from 2 of those guys, and they allege that they were the proceeds of drug sales or involved in drug distribution.
And, Doug, we hear a lot about the opioid epidemic. I talked to a sheriff from northwestern Wisconsin, a Polk County, not that long ago, saying meth was a big problem in their part of the state. Before this arrest, has there been a lot of awareness that meth is a big problem in the Fox Valley?
There have been indications of it. It seems like whenever authorities start tamping down one type of drug, another one tends to pop up. And I know there's been some fear with opioids that people who think they're getting and using heroin may end up with fentanyl and never wake up again. So there's some talk that that's been an opportunity for people who deal other substances to fill a little bit of a niche in the drug market.
Doug, thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
That's Doug Schneider, watchdog reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Green Bay. We talked to him about a large meth bust in the Appleton area. Next, there's some concern from state agencies and local groups around a proposed natural gas plant in northern Wisconsin. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob.
Give us a sense of the scope of this power plant in the Superior area.
Oh, it's a huge project. It would cost around $700 million once this natural gas facility is built. And basically, that's the biggest project that Douglas County has ever seen. They're talking about a $1 billion investment in the area over the next 20 years. And it would create, you know, a few hundred construction jobs and about $1 million each year in local tax revenues.
And there's a concern about groundwater here. When I heard that, I thought, oh, it's pollution from the plant. No, apparently a natural gas plant like this uses a lot of groundwater. What's going on?
Yeah, so they are proposing to drill 5 high-cap wells just by the Nemadji River. And they want to pump up to 5.4 million gallons per day. And that would be used for cooling of the generating facility. On average, it would probably be more around 3 million that they would be pumping. But state regulators have raised concerns that maybe there's not enough water there to meet their needs.
Right. That's some of the newest news you've reported on. What are we hearing from state departments that have looked into this water usage request?
Yeah. So staff with the DNR, including hydrogeologists and others in the water section, are looking at this proposal and they're going over, you know, what the aquifer in the area can handle. And so they've been looking at well construction reports and other information, including pumping tests that have been done in that area in the past. And what they found is that basically, because of the geology of the site, it may not be as productive for water as the company thinks. They think the aquifer can't handle the amount of water that they want to pump for this project.
You write there have also been concerns raised by the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. What are their concerns about this project?
Oh, there are many. They're concerned about the impact to wetlands. They're concerned about placing a power plant on, you know, so close to the Nemadji River when this area has seen 500-year floods in recent history. They don't think that's wise. They're worried about the water usage. They're worried that, you know, archaeological aspects of, you know, looking into the Native American impacts there haven't been fully examined. So they have a number of concerns.
And what's the argument from the utility company about the need for this plant?
Well, they're saying that this is essential for them to be able to transition away from coal-fired power plants and coal-fired generation, because they're planning to use this natural gas facility to back up wind and solar that they're drawing from right now. In fact, Minnesota Power is working towards a goal of providing 50% of its power from renewable sources by 2021. Dairyland Power, which is also a partner in the project, hasn't set an exact goal, but they've been talking about maybe working towards 25% renewable energy by 2025. And they say that this is needed so they can make that transition, so they can get there.
What's the next step in this project?
So the next step in the project is they're still going through the permitting process. There have been no approvals made for, you know, approval for the high cap wells that they need or this water use permit. And there are really like more than a dozen permits that they need to be able to do this project. And the PSC is still hearing testimony, and there will be public hearings later this month at the end of October.
Danny, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. We talked to her about proposals for a natural gas plant in Superior. Finally, a variety of organizations and communities in Milwaukee are teaming up to confront the problem of infant mortality. Corrine Hess is a WPR reporter in Milwaukee. Corey, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob.
Can you give us a sense of how big a problem this is in Milwaukee?
It is a problem. About 1 in 10 babies are born prematurely, and I would say about 1 in 100 of those babies die every year.
And what are some of the causes people are trying to deal with?
You know, infant mortality is a really complex problem. It's related to a lot of issues, poverty, race, and health disparities. So, you know, for years, the city and other people in the city have been, the city officials and other, you know, healthcare providers have just been trying to get their arms around this.
Who are some of the community groups and others working together to try to get a handle on this issue?
Well, the hospitals started a program called Blanket of Love, and that was trying to connect pregnant women and new mothers with services that they might not know about or be thinking about. And then the city got involved in 2015, and they've just been trying to keep this going. So this week, they met with church leaders just to try to get everybody on board. You know, I think they believe that pastors and clergy members have tight relationships with people in the community, and maybe they can spread the message.
You write that some congregations have been doing this for a while with something called a strong baby Sabbath. What is that?
Well, that's where one Sunday in October every year, they try to really focus on things like making sure that women in the communities know that they're not alone and that there is health care available to them, and that if they need help, they can get it, you know, either through the church or through the different health care programs in the community.
I know it's an ongoing effort. Corey, is there any sign that this kind of work is having an impact?
You know, I think it is having some impact, and I think that the more there is focus placed on this, it is starting to help.
Corey, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much.
That's Corinne Hess, WPR reporter in Milwaukee. We talked to her today about groups working to tackle the problem of infant mortality in the city. She finishes up our weekly roundup of stories from around the state.